In Missouri, the state's Republican-led House failed to muster enough votes yesterday to override their Democratic governor's veto of a sweeping tax cut. From member station KSMU, Jennifer Davidson reports.
Governor Jay Nixon says he vetoed the tax cut because the $700 million price tag was unaffordable. But he knew in doing so, he was up against a lion of a legislature with a veto-proof majority in both chambers. Dan Ponder, a political scientist at Drury University, says the governor had a decidedly uphill battle.
But he was able to put together a coalition of educators and chambers of commerce business to be able to make the case that, okay, if this tax cut were to go into effect, it could potentially devastate education and therefore the workforce.
That coalition included about 150 groups, ranging from teachers to first responders. Texas Governor Rick Perry ran ads in Missouri criticizing Governor Nixon and urging businesses to move there. Joe Henchman of the nonprofit Tax Foundation says about 20 states are wrangling with tax issues.
The Missouri bill was a bit flawed. A lot of the proposals, especially the ones that have been successful, have been broader tax reform that reduced rates but also closed carve-outs.
Governor Nixon's unlikely victory may just influence the ongoing fights over taxes in other states. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Davidson.